Chicago is one of the world's great music cities, although this might not be what you expect to hear there.
Ahora que estoy valedores, no sé dónde iré mañana.
You're listening to Sonas de México. That's a group of musicians who are all immigrants now living in Chicago and who play a wide range of Mexican folk styles. They're nominated for a Latin Grammy this year as Best Folk Album, and the Grammys will be awarded tonight. This is Son, the traditional Mexican music that gives the band its name. But the most striking songs on Sonas de México's new CD, Esta Tierra Es Tuya, draw on more diverse influences. Band members Juan Diaz and Victor Pichardo talked to us recently from member station WBEZ in Chicago. They explained how a Led Zeppelin song ended up on a CD of Mexican music.
This is Juan. We were invited to Led Zeppelin tribute, and local bands would just do cover versions of Led Zeppelin. So they invited us. I think it was a joke in the beginning. They said, hey, let's see what these guys do with Led Zeppelin. And we took it as a serious commission. This piece attracted me because it was very rhythmic. It's actually in 5/4 time, which is a very exciting time. And we began to transform it into an Aztec ceremonial dance. And when you listen to Aztec drums, you have the same feeling of power and drive that you would get from heavy metal.
Does Robert Plant or Jimmy Page know that their song has been injected with Aztec war drums?
I don't think so. We haven't heard from them.
I bet they would love it, though.
Robert Plant likes Chicago. He comes to Chicago when he has a chance. Maybe next time he comes, he can come to the Mexican neighborhood with us.
Let's play one now that I think many listeners will recognize.
This is the Brandenburg Concerto No. 3 in G major by Johann Sebastian Bach, which we have arranged as a jarocho piece. This is a Mexican style from the state of Veracruz.
This is Victor, and when I realized the similitudes between the piece and the zapateado jarocho, and I decided to incorporate the traditional instruments to make more prominent the zapateado, which is coming now. It's a foot tapping. Zapateado means foot tapping.
In this section, we can hear the jawbone from the lower jaw of a donkey. When it dries, all the teeth will rattle, and you can hit the side of it or scrape across the teeth with a deer antler, and you make a scraping sound.
And this must be a sight to behold as well.
Yes. Our group specializes in the Mexican tradition of son, but we are not necessarily preservationists in trying to pretend that we live in a small village in Mexico. We live in Chicago and we interact with the world around us.
Another cover that you've done, and not as unexpected maybe as a couple of others here, but your version of Woody Guthrie's This Land Is Your Land. And in Spanish, it's...
Yeah, it's Esta Tierra Es Tuya, This Land Is Your Land.
Esta tierra es tuya, esta tierra es mía, desde el horizonte hasta la otra orilla.
Even though Sonas de México does not necessarily have a political agenda. Being part of the Mexican community in the United States, we're affected by the national issues of immigration. And it was precisely during one of the peaks of this national debate that I became inspired to translate the song into Spanish, because it resonated with our situation.
Well, you know, just about the music itself, what's interesting, you're being there in Chicago, and this being border music and the norteño, it's actually got a bit of that oompa sound.
Influences
of polka.
Yeah, the polka has been a big influence in Mexican northern music. There's a lot of polka. Sometimes in instrumental pieces, you don't know if the song comes from Czechoslovakia or from Mexico until somebody starts singing.
You break into English towards the end, and there's a little bit of a defiant quality to that moment in the song. Am I hearing right?
We want to reach people, and you know, we'd like our music to be accessible by everyone. So the last verse is an invitation. Everyone knows the lyrics, and we like it when people sing along with us.
This land is your land.
Victor Pichardo and Juan Diaz, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us here.
Juan Diaz and Victor Pichardo are the founders of Sones de México. And if you'd like to hear songs by Sones de México from beginning to end and discover more music from around the world, go to our new music website, npr.org/music. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep.